So think about this for a moment. You would imagine that the nation that would come up with something as entertaining and fabulous as Question Time, where the Prime Minister of Britain actually entertains questions, sometimes very rude and strident questions from lawmakers, with the cameras rolling and microphones live, would have had a televised debate between its prime ministerial candidates long before this. But nope. Last night, 10 million people tuned in to watch the first televised election debate in the UK. It's more than 20% of the electorate. The BBC's political correspondent Rob Watson was covering the big story, was there at the debate last night, and joins us. So, Rob, you know, I was surprised to learn that this is the first televised debate between two prime minister candidates.
Well, good morning, John, and apologies for the being on a phone line rather than the usual excellent quality of the studio. It is surprising. I can tell you it's not for the want of trying. Ever since the debates were held in the United States in 1960, various prime ministers and prime ministerial candidates said, come on, let's give it a try here. But of course, what normally tended to happen these last years is that the person that thought they were going to win thought hard, long and hard, and said, maybe not.
And how did it go last night? And what was the reason that they actually agreed to do it in this campaign?
Right. Well, let me take the first bit first. How did it go? Well, you know, it wasn't perhaps the most dramatic thing I've ever seen on television. Well, you didn't watch it with bated breath. But neither was it as dull as everyone had been predicting, because, of course, there were lots and lots of rules, just in the way that there are lots of rules agreed between the presidential candidates in debates in the U.S. So it was perhaps a bit livelier than you might have thought. Not everyone's cup of tea. Why did they agree to doing it? Well, basically, David Cameron had wanted to do this some time ago when he didn't have that big a lead. When Gordon Brown started to find himself a long way behind in the polls, he thought, well, I've got nothing to lose. And as to the leader of the third party, the Liberal Democrats, well, of course, they always wanted to do it. He's sort of like the kind of Ross Perot of British politics, desperate to be up there getting equal billing.
Well, anecdotally, we're getting reports that, at least from people who watched the debate last night, it's definitely the topic of conversation. And at the very least, the debate has managed to spark some real passionate interest all of a sudden in the campaign. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. There's no doubt that this campaign had got off to a bit of a sputtering start. I mean, it's been going on for about 10 days now. And I should imagine it's barely even made the news in the United States, apart from the moment when Gordon Brown went to see the Queen about a week or so ago. It has been pretty stilted. But this really has put a bit of life into it. Now, if you ask me, is it going to last? When people take a long, deep breath and say, has this really changed things? Who knows? But for at least for now, everybody is talking. People are talking in the office blocks around me. I've heard taxi drivers talking about it. Everywhere you go, people are talking about it. So, yes, a bit of political life breathed into the system.
Rob Watson, it's a bit of history for you. You know, in the U.S., after every debate, you know, people like Chris Matthews and pundits, you know, come on and say who the winner was. Have you had to do that this morning up there at the BBC?
Oh, you bet. It was exactly the same. I mean, it wasn't quite as grand or as fun as some of the ones I've done in the U.S. and being spun by the likes of Karl Rove. But it was interesting. They're pretty good at it here, too, you know.
All right. But you're not going to predict a winner.
Oh, predict a winner of the election or of the next debate.
Well, we'll save that. We'll keep the suspense until we talk to you again. Rob Watson, BBC correspondent on the line from London.